Philippians chapter 1, verse 1.
I am Paul, and this letter is from me and Timothy. He is helping me write this letter. We work all the time for Jesus Christ. We are sending this letter to all God's special people at Philippi. You people that belong to Jesus Christ, we are writing to you, Christian leaders, and to the church helpers, and to all you Christians. We are asking God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our leader, to be good to you, and to make you feel happy and quiet inside yourselves.
The Christians at Philippi help Paul tell people about Jesus. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3.
I am really happy every time I think about you, Mob, and I pray for you. Right from the first day that you heard the message about Jesus, you believed it. And you helped me tell it to other people. In that way, you helped me with my work, and you are still doing it. I know that God started to do something good inside you, and He will keep on doing it until He has finished it properly. That will be when Jesus Christ comes back again. I'm really sure that God will do this good thing inside you. You see, I love you, Mob, very much, so it is all right for me to think about you in this way. You are my friends, and God is good to you, as well as me. So you are helping me every time God lets me tell people the good news about Jesus. Sometimes I'm tied up in jail, and sometimes they take me to court, and I tell them the message about Jesus, and show them that it is true. Yes, I love you, just like Jesus Christ loves you, and I want to be with you again. God Himself knows this is true.
Paul asked God to help the Christians at Philippi. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9.
So I pray like this for you. I ask God to help you to love each other more and more, and to know God better. I ask God to help you to understand spiritual things better. Then you will decide the right way about everything, and you will do a lot of good things. And I ask Jesus Christ to help you so that you will always do good things. Then nobody will blame you for anything, and you will show everyone that God is good, and they will say that He is really great. I want you to live this way till Jesus comes back again.
Paul was in jail, but he told more people about Jesus. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12.
As for me, friends, you know that bad things happened to me, and now I'm in jail. But don't worry, it is better for me now. I can tell more people about Jesus. So now everybody here knows why I'm in jail. All the guards and soldiers and everyone else that works in the big boss's house, they all know that I belong to Jesus Christ, and that is why I'm in jail. And when the Christians here think about me in jail, most of them get brave, and they are not afraid to tell other people God's message. You know, there are some Christians that are a bit jealous of me. They want the others to think that they are more important than me. So they tell people about Jesus Christ, and they hope they will get a lot of people to say they are great. They are thinking the wrong way. They only think about themselves, and they try to get people to think they are important. That is why they tell people about Jesus Christ. But there are other Christians here that think in a good way, and they want to help me. So they tell people about Jesus. They love me, and they know that God let people put me in jail so that I can tell the message about Jesus to a lot more people and show them that this message is true. But it doesn't matter. Both mobs are telling people about Jesus Christ. That is the most important thing. Maybe some are thinking the wrong way, and they think they can give me trouble while I'm in jail. But the others are thinking the right way. And all of them are telling people about Jesus Christ. So I'm very happy about it. Yes, and I will stay very happy.
Which is better, to be with Jesus or to stay alive in this world? Philippians chapter 1, verse 19.
You mob are praying for me, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ is helping me. So I'm sure that God will get me out of this jail. I want to be brave, and I don't want to do anything to shame myself. So I reckon that I will stay strong for Jesus Christ this time, just like I always was before. Maybe they will kill me, or maybe they will let me stay alive. It doesn't matter. I want to show everyone how great Jesus Christ is, no matter what.
You see, while I'm alive, I want to let people know that Jesus Christ is really great. That is what I live for. But if they kill me, that is even better for me. Maybe they will not kill me, and I will keep on living in this body. Then I will keep on working for Jesus, and I will help more people know him properly. I don't really know what will be best for me to live or for me to die. I want to do both. I want to leave this body and go to be with Jesus Christ. That will be a lot better for me. But at the same time, you mob need me, so I want to keep on living in this body so I can help you. When I think about it, I'm sure that God will let me stay alive here, so I can keep on helping all of you. Then you will trust God more, and you will be more happy. Yes, I reckon I will come and visit you again, and you will be happy to see me. You will tell everyone, "This is awesome. Jesus Christ is really good and really powerful. He got Paul out of jail and brought him here to help us." You will talk like that to everyone.
Stay strong together and don't let bad people frighten you. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
Listen, you heard the good news about Jesus Christ and you trusted him. So keep on living the way he wants you to live, no matter what happens. Maybe I will come and visit you again, but maybe not. Maybe I will only hear what people tell me about you. Anyway, I want to find out that you are staying strong for Jesus and that God's Spirit is joining you all together, so that you all are working together like one person, and more people are believing the good news about Jesus. I don't want to find out that bad people made you frightened. I mean those people that don't like you living for Jesus. If you stay strong for Jesus, you will show those bad people that in the end, God will finish them. But He will save you. Yes, God is the one that will do it. You see, God lets you believe in Jesus Christ. But not only that, He lets you have pain for Him too. Those bad people are making trouble for you, just like they made trouble for me when I was there in your town. Bad people are still making trouble for me.